principle number 8. We got to page 11, where it says the work of the heart, giving, outlined for us so far that our desire to receive has two aspects, the aspect of the heart and the aspect of the mind. And so now this principle for a couple pages is going to discuss the work of the heart, giving, and then it will go through some pages discussing the work of the mind, emuna. So the work of the heart, giving. The spiritual work of giving corresponds to the heart aspect of our desire to receive. This work consists of taking something that we desire and giving it to someone else instead. The purpose of this giving is to bring us to the state of loving others. This is as it says in the Torah, love your friend as yourself. This aspect of spiritual work involves continuously making an effort in a deep and organized way to contemplate the needs and concerns of our friends, and then doing our best to help them. The work is to be concerned with the needs of our friends to the extent that we are concerned with our own needs. This spiritual work of giving to our friends is a daily practice of overcoming our natural desire to be concerned only for ourselves. So we have a natural desire to be concerned for ourselves. Spend most of our day concerned with ourselves or with other people to the extent that it relates to ourselves or it's in somehow serving the interests of ourselves. And so the spiritual work of giving is starting to work on taking things that we want for ourselves, whether material things or time or something that we want to use for ourselves, and working to give that to somebody else instead. And the purpose of the giving, it says here, is that through the giving to learn how to actually love the people that we're giving to. It says here the work starts with our friends, because although the goal is to reach a place of loving everybody, but how could we practically do that? We need to try to be in a state of having love for everybody, but for it to not just be some sort of conceptual feeling, but to actually be loving, meaning actually doing and caring and concerned about in a real way of action for others. So we need to start with those that are close to us and learn how to actually love them to the same level that we love ourselves. And then when we're, God willing, able to do that, we can then expand the circle. We start to see, just to even love our friends, how hard that is to really love them. Then we see how we need to start in a smaller circle to work ourselves out. So he says here, some insights into the work of the heart. 1, the spiritual work of loving and giving to others is not to remain a philosophy, but needs to be actively practiced. We don't know how hard it is to not be self-centered until we actually try to do it. There's some level of truly loving that we have, like parents to children, naturally put into us for the pleasure of our children to be even more important to us than our own pleasure, more precious to us, enjoyable for us. So on some level, we have a little taste of what that means to be truly loving beyond ourselves. So if we try to then look at that love towards our friends, so we can see the distance between having a simple level of loving as friends normally do, and then to a deeper level of what extent we're actually willing to do for our friends and what we're actually doing for our friends. The idea is we're starting with a small circle of people and then being able to work our way outward. So we can look at our few close friends and see, okay, how much are we spending our day actually thinking about what we could do for them, what they need help with, and be concerned about what's going on with them. So he says the work of giving, it's a very nice concept. When we actually try to be in a state of, in a deep way, spending energy and time being concerned about other people, we start to see like, oh, they could really use my help in such and such a thing. And like, well, but that's really asking a lot. So then we start to see how much there is to develop in actually loving our friends even. He says, we don't know how hard it is to not be self-centered until we actually try to do it. Which is a principle in and of itself that will be expanded on in a further principle. But the more we try to actually be in a state of doing something outside of our own self-interest, a state of actually loving beyond ourselves, the more that we're really deeply trying to do that, so we start to see that it's harder than we thought before we were trying to do that. We start to see where our self-interest really is inside of what we're doing. We start to see that to reach the place that's transcending that is not a simple matter. So he's saying here so far that the spiritual work of giving is to actually work on giving with for the purpose of reaching the place of truly loving who we're giving to. And we start the work with our friends in the beginning, and that when we start to do this work, we start to see how hard it is to do.